have never been authorized by Congress.
Last year, when the CBO calculated, it was over $300 billion in funds that were going out the door for programs that were no longer authorized, had never been authorized, or whose authorization has expired.
Bossie says the waste is going to continue until Congress gets back to proper budgeting procedures. Paris and Los Angeles will be the host cities for the 2024 and 2028 Summer Games, respectively. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach made the unprecedented simultaneous announcement this morning in Lima, Peru. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti and members of the city's bid committee were there for the IOC's announcement. He said he can't wait for his city to welcome the international event back. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
The National Guard using a base in Mississippi as the launching ground for many relief efforts in Florida. And Mississippi experts in recovery from hurricanes, they're headed to Florida as well. Here's Randy Bell.
Two heavy lift helicopters from a National Guard unit in Meridian are in the Sunshine State now to transport emergency supplies.
They'll probably be helping with moving the commodities down to the Florida Keys.
Mississippi Emergency Management Director Lee Smithson says a five-member instant management assistance team from Harrison County on the coast is now in the Keys, and two other teams are on standby. Search and rescue personnel from Mississippi have already pulled about a dozen people out of floodwaters in the Jacksonville area. And National Guard bases in Gulfport and Flowood are handling hurricane relief flights from all across the country. The Pennsylvania National Guard has been flying missions to Florida out of Gulfport, and Chief Warrant Officer Brian Young says,
I think it's a great thing. I mean, we can come together, I mean, in times of crisis and national disasters like this to really help out.
National Guard units from Texas, Illinois, Connecticut, Missouri, and Kentucky are also using Gulfport as a base of operations for relief flights to Florida. Randy Bell in Jackson.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and a majority of Utah state senators are joining a friend of the court brief supporting a Colorado baker who refuses to make a cake for a same-sex couple based on religion. The brief says it's time for the Supreme Court to recognize religious people have First Amendment rights in America. USA Radio News.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
and welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success, America's program that personally introduces you to our country's most successful and intriguing entrepreneurs and acclaimed individuals. People who are willing to share their behind-the-scenes stories with you and personal accounts of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you again for sharing part of your day with us. You know, it's common knowledge that roughly 7 out of 10 new businesses fail in the first 5 years of operation. So you naturally wonder, what clever skills did it take for the other two or three to survive? And from those who did survive, how did a tiny fraction of those become true legends of success? Well, Ellen Gordon deserves much of the credit for her leadership role in developing a company that is not only highly successful, but has captured the hearts and loyalty of every generation listening today. Ellen is the president and chief operating officer of Tootsie Roll Industries. Let's welcome our guest and find out the behind-the-scenes story of one of America's most cherished brands. Ellen, welcome to Legends of Success.
It's a delight to be here.
Well, we are so proud to have you on. And how is one of America's favorite brands doing out there?
Oh, we're doing just fine. Tootsie Rolls is a growing company, and it's been a lot of fun watching it grow.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a lot of fun eating the free samples you sent us. I tell our listeners, nobody pays to come on Legends of Success, but we love free samples, and we've been chomping those down, every brand you have.
Well, so, you know, there's method to our madness. We want you to become so attached to them that you eat them all the time, every day.
Well, we've got the sugar rush going, Ellen. You know, speaking of you know, having a leadership role in a company like yours, Ellen, is a challenge on its own, but do you ever feel the pressure that what you're doing is you've got the accountability for a piece of American business history?
Yes, we do. And in many ways, our history is so old. It's really, we began in the 19th century, and we are very conscious of, you know, that kind of responsibility, the fact it's been around so long, and that we have an obligation to make sure that our candy remains contemporary and yet carry some of the old nostalgia that it once had.
And it really does take a very fine balance. Now, I'm sure that every single listener today knows the name Tootsie Roll, but before we go back, Ellen, and go back to the very beginning, before we do that, give us a snapshot overview of Tootsie Roll Industries today, because I don't think they really realize the brands that you encompass.
Well, our company today is about $500 million in sales. And we have a number of different products, some of which date back to the middle of the 19th century. Of course, our flagship brands are Tootsie Rolls and Tootsie Pops.
Mm-hmm.
We also make Mason Dots, those colored dots that you buy in the theaters,
sure,
or in the grocery store in yellow boxes.
Uh-huh.
We make Crows. We make Tootsie Fruit Rolls. We make Charleston Chew, Sugar Babies, Sugar Daddies, and we make Junior Mints.
And beyond that, you've got one of the best chocolate cherries, if not the finest, made today.
Well, we think so. We make Stella's chocolate-covered cherries. They're the ones with the liquid center and red foil. And we also make Andy's candies. Mm. Those are those rectangular candies that have a cream de menthe center.
Mm-hmm.
We make Blow Pops. And now we make Double Bubble.
And now Double Bubble. And you know, a fun statistic. Tell the listeners, how many lollipops do you actually make a day at Tootsie Roll Industries?
Well, the last time I counted, we made 20 million lollipops every single day.
Ay, ay, ay. It's pretty amazing. Well, I know we've had a ball here fighting over all the things you sent us. And, you know, when you look at it, when you take a look at this company, it really is, as I mentioned to our listeners earlier, alluded to, it is a piece of American history. And before we do get into that, I also want folks to know that not only you're president and chief operating officer, you have the unique and somehow talented balance to work full-time with your husband, who's co-executive running the company, correct?
That's correct. We've been doing this together for a lot of years.
Well, I'll tell you, we're going to find out some of the secrets, too, folks. If you're just tuning in, Ellen Gordon, the president and chief operating officer of Tootsie Roll Industries, one of America's most cherished brands, is our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. Let's go back, Ellen. Where in the world did the Tootsie Roll and Tootsie Roll Pop come from?
Well, actually, Tootsie Rolls began in this country in 1896. And an Austrian immigrant, whose name was Leo Hirschfeld, brought what was a secret formula to New York. And he began to make the first wrapped penny candy. Of course, he made it by hand then. And he started a candy shop, and behind the candy shop, he made the candy. And then eventually he grew and began to cook and make the candy on the roof of his building.
Oh, jeez.
And a couple of years ago, we got a call from a man who said, do you know that I lived in what is now called Hell's Kitchen in New York? And he said, I used to stand by the Tootsie Roll Company with my friends and call up to the roof where men had these big vats cooking of Tootsie Roll. And we used to say, send us some candy. And they used to send down these wonderful warm balls of Tootsie Roll paste.
I'll tell you, I'll bet they do taste warm. You ever heat them up in the oven?
Yes, I know some people put them in the microwave.
Do you have a quick recipe for that? Because sometimes they, you know, you sit them around too long, you don't want them to get stale, right?
Well, they don't really get stale, but they do take on the atmosphere. For instance, if it's humid and moist, the Tootsie Rolls tend to be softer.
Oh.
And if it's very dry and the humidity is low and it's cold, they tend to get harder.
I gotcha.
So they're hygroscopic.
Yeah, pipe them. You just pop them in the old microwave for a couple of seconds. That'll do it, right?
Oh, sure.
That's great. Well, getting back to that history, do you have any idea where do they come up with the name Tootsie Roll?
Oh, well, this founder, Leo Hirschfeld, had a daughter, and he used to call her Tootsie. And when he tried to think of what he should call the candy, he decided to call it after the nickname of his daughter. Actually, her name was Clara.
I gotcha. And so Tootsie was her nickname or something?
Yes, Tootsie was her nickname. And I am so excited because just a couple of weeks ago, I got a letter that there is a grandson of Clara living in Texas.
No way.
And I want to call him up to see if he can tell us more about the history.
Wow.
So we can fill in some of the blanks.
Yeah, that is great. And, you know, you almost have, I hate to say an obligation, it's you run the company, but you almost have an obligation to try to preserve that history.
Oh, yes.
Am I right? I mean, there's
absolutely. We now have great archives for people 100 years from now. But we don't have a lot from the early days. One of the things that we know is that Leo Hirschfeld grew out of this area in New York, and he moved the plant. They moved the plant to Hoboken, New Jersey.
Hoboken, New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. And that's how Frank Sinatra got involved.
I was going to say, I saw a picture. As a matter of fact, your wonderful executive assistant, Mary Wills, and for those listeners who are in business and call on other businesses, don't forget the power of the executive assistant, because Mary Wills is the gatekeeper to get to the boss.
Yes, she is indeed. She's wonderful.
Fabulous lady. But she sent me a picture. I've got a picture of a very young Frank Sinatra holding this big Tootsie Roll.
Yes, well, he lived near the Tootsie Roll plant in Hoboken, New Jersey, and he used to go there, and they used to give him free Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, boy. Well,
when he was an entertainer and traveling throughout the country, he always insisted that a box of Tootsie Rolls be placed in his hotel room.
Boy, a piece of old nostalgia. Folks, if you're just tuning in, we are really pleased today to have Mrs. Ellen Gordon, the president and chief operating officer of Tootsie Roll Industries, truly one of America's most cherished brands, and she is so generous to share her time with you today, with us today, to tell you the real behind-the-scenes story where you'll get nowhere else. And when we get back, we're going to find out, how did this business grow, and how did Ellen Gordon and her family actually get involved with Tootsie Roll Industries? It's a fascinating story. It's a piece of Americana. Only here on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
You think that you're rescuing them, but honestly, they're going to end up rescuing you. You don't know what they've gone through, and they're not going to be perfect. And they are so happy that you are taking a chance on them to be a part of your family. I urge you to go down to your local shelters, pounds, dog rescues, foundations, you name it, and rescue a dog. Once you get your rescue dog, you should definitely order some DinoVite. Go online and order it. DinoVite.com. DinoVite. It's awesome stuff. 90 days of DinoVite will make your dog a happy dog. It will help them with their overall health. You don't need to spend thousands on vet bills. DinoVite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course. Call 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, this is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine. When you want to learn who America's most successful people are, read our Forbes 400 list. When you want to hear firsthand how they got there, listen to Legends of Success with John Resnick. Legends of Success is one of the most original radio programs in years. Legends of Success with John Resnick.
Ellen Gordon, the President and Chief Operating Officer, is our exclusive guest today on Legends of Success. You know, Ellen, before we took a break, we had a piece of nostalgic history that Frank Sinatra used to love Tootsie Rolls because the factory was near his home as a young man. Growing up in Hoboken, New Jersey, but I believe there's some other very famous people that cherish Tootsie Roll and your candies. Who were they?
Oh, yes, there are some others. But before I tell you, you know, Frank Sinatra liked Tootsie Roll so much that when he passed away and he was buried, his daughter Nancy put a Tootsie Roll in his pocket.
You're kidding.
But later on, Sammy Davis Jr. often tossed Tootsie Rolls to the audience when he sang The Candyman.
Mm-hmm.
And as you probably know, Telly Savalas sucked Tootsie Pops when he was Kojak.
Mm-hmm.
And Jackie Onassis kept Tootsie Rolls on her desk in her editing office.
Wow.
Well, that's all in the past. But today, some people continue to like Tootsie Rolls.
I think a lot of them do, don't they, Ellen?
I think so. Rosie O'Donnell eats a Tootsie Roll before some of her shows, and she says she feels revived.
God bless her.
Meg Mallon, you know, the golfer, carries Tootsie Rolls in her golf bag.
Well, you must have a list of these.
Oh, yeah. And Whoopi Goldberg likes them. She says she goes through a bag of midges a day.
Gee whiz.
Darryl Green, formerly of the Washington Redskins, he ate Tootsie Rolls before his game. He tucked them in his socks, and he says he jumped higher and ran faster.
You know, what's really amazing, Ellen, is that when you look at Tootsie Roll over the years, I believe it's one of the only brands, and straight me out if I'm wrong, that has not changed its original formula.
That's true. We do have the very same formula that was made in 1896. Now, the method of making them, of course, is quite different. It's very automated, and things are done by robots. Packaging and wrapping are done automatically at very high speeds compared to the hand-rolled and packaged Tootsie Roll.
Mm.
One of the things I was thinking of as you asked me that question was my favorite, and that's Mel Brooks.
Oh, no.
He says Tootsie Roll's the only food that's scary to him. He said, this is a little naughty, but he said, seeing a Tootsie Roll is like seeing Marilyn Monroe without any clothes. You can't resist them. So I just keep laughing at that story.
Well, that's Mel Brooks. Isn't
it? Right.
I tell you, though, Ellen, this is really cool. And one quick thing that will get off all these famous people eating Tootsie Roll Pops. Even Telly Savalas, I believe, named his horse Telly's Pop after one of your Tootsie Roll Pops.
Oh, my. That's great.
It is good. But getting back into history a little, this business started off, this Tootsie Roll business, Mr. Hirschfield, started off, it started building. And then in the earlier years, your family somehow got involved. What happened there, Ellen? How'd that happen?
Oh, well, he sold his part of his company to a company called Stern and Salberg, and they took the company public. And in 1922, Tootsie Roll first became a member of the New York Stock Exchange, so it was publicly sold.
Mm-hmm.
And sometime around that time, my mother, who was a school teacher, thought it might be neat to buy some Tootsie Roll stock. My father was in the paper box business with his father, and they were selling to Tootsie Rolls as well as companies like Macy's in New York and other department stores, and they noticed that Tootsie Roll had a hard time paying its bills.
Mm.
So my mother said, because she was a school teacher and she was very frugal and had saved some money, that she would buy Tootsie Roll shares. And so she was always proud of the fact that she was the first family member to have any shares to Tootsie Roll stock.
I actually, Ellen, I have some research here that says actually your mother was one of the very first people ever to buy the public shares of Tootsie Roll stock.
That's right.
That's correct.
That's absolutely correct.
Mm.
She was interesting because she taught school when she was very young. She had gone to college when she was 15 and graduated when she was 18 and was a school teacher.
Wow.
She always used to tell me that she was afraid of some of these boys in her class because they were much taller and bigger than she was. And they would sometimes be very naughty and would chew gum in class. So she used to take the gum and put it on their nose. And for years and years, we didn't have any gum in our company. And now I always wonder what she would say if she knew that we were also making and selling Double Bubble.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll bet today if she knew who owned the company or ran the company, she'd be giving the chewing gum out to all those kids.
Right, I think she would.
By the way, over the years, you folks have built up quite an interest in Tootsie Roll. I realize it's a public company, but before I forget, you have a significant holdings. Your family has always believed in it. If you don't mind me asking, it's public knowledge anyway, how much do you have and what kind of control do you have with Tootsie Roll Industries, Ellen?
Well, the family control is over 50%, and the other shares are out to the public. Many, many individuals, thousands and thousands of individuals do own the stock.
And your family, you continued to buy. I guess it was by 1930s is when you took control of your family took control of it.
We believe it was around 1930.
Mm-hmm. And now, as a kid, what are some of your earliest memories of Tootsie Rolls and the family?
Well, I remember Tootsie Rolls as a very young child. We used to get a box of them, and one of the big treats was for me to take a penny Tootsie Roll and take off the ring in the center, which we'd put on our fingers. So I thought that was a real neat thing to do, and then we go proudly showing our finger with this brown paper ring around our finger.
That paper ring turned into a diamond ring, I think, didn't it?
In some ways, the company has done very well over the years.
When you were a kid, were you entrepreneurial, or were you a good student back then, Ellen?
Yes, I was always very interested in math. That was very important to me. And when I was 16, I was a senior in high school, and we were allowed to write about what we wanted to be when we grew up. And I said that when I grew up, I wanted to be a businesswoman. But at the very end, I said, well, but that was sort of a joke, because I would get married and have a lot of children, because that was what was expected of me.
So you had a couple of dreams moving forward that you really wanted to accomplish, am I correct?
Oh, it was a long-time dream for me to become a businesswoman. I love numbers. And when I went to college, after I graduated from high school, I was a math major, so I always loved that aspect.
But I understand you, like your mother graduating earlier, I believe. Didn't you graduate around age 16?
I did, from high school. I graduated at 16 from high school, but I went to college, and it was kind of interesting. I was on the young side at college, but when I was 18, I met and married my husband, Melvin.
How'd you meet him?
Well, I was on vacation, and my parents had taken me away to a hotel, and Melvin had just coincidentally come to the same place. And there was this young man who was a friend of mine, and I always thought he was just a, you know, just a friend. And he said he wanted me to meet somebody, and I met Melvin, and then when it became serious and we were about to get married, he said he didn't mean for that to happen at all. He said he was going to wait until I was older so that I would marry him. Then he just introduced me to Melvin to keep me busy until I grew up.
Well, you kept busy.
Right, he's kept me busy all these years because we've been married a long time.
Oh, that's great. What's the secret to such a successful marriage, Ellen?
Well, you know, my father used to say when I was first married that it really wasn't 50-50. That wouldn't work. He said you really have to do 100% and 100%, 100% on each side to make it work. And I think he was right.
That's great. You know, it's interesting. We had another CEO of a public company, chairman. His name is Derek Hathaway from the Harsco Corporation. And he's always said it's not give and take, it's give and receive.
Very good.
I think there's a lot of weight to that.
Yes, indeed. That's very wise.
Yeah, it is wise. He's a good guy. But, you know, so you had a couple of dreams. You had a long-term dream of going in business, but you had another dream of being, I guess, a mother and a housewife. And you're one of those rare individuals that have been able to accomplish both. Am I correct?
Yes, I've been very lucky. Nowadays, there are more and more women who are finding they can balance what they want to do with their lives professionally as well as personally, and that's just great. It isn't easy, but hopefully more and more men and women will be able to balance both family and careers if they wish to do that.
Yeah, if they wish and they have the real strong desire and they don't give up. And you know, folks, when we get back from this next break, we're going to find out how Ellen worked her way into the business, you know, from becoming a mom, a housewife, and then going into business. And then what are some of the secrets that Melvin Gordon and Ellen Gordon carry out together? How does this dynamic duo work and run a business and make it happen? You know, there's so many couples that try to go in business together. They're going to need some of this wisdom. When we get back, you're going to hear it all. Ellen Gordon is our exclusive guest from Tootsie Roll Industries. I'll be right back.
And now, some legendary advice from the legends of success. Jerry Lewis loves to make people laugh. But when it comes to muscular dystrophy and his kids, Jerry Lewis makes sure we all realize just how lucky we really are.
When something goes wrong with you, look right and look left and see somebody that's got it worse. And you'll get through this life. But if you think that you're being punished and something bad is happening to you and you are all alone on an island, my son, look to your right and look to your left. There's always somebody that's got it worse.
To learn more about the legends, visit legendsofsuccess.com.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Oftentimes when you have a building, the shots echo and they go through hallways. So there was reports of multiple shooters. However, that is not true.
Spokane, Washington Fire Chief Brian Schaefer saying there was only one gunman at a shooting today at a high school. Schaefer also confirming the death of one of the injured students.
Three children were transported to Sacred Heart Hospital, and then one is deceased, a child that remains here in Freeman High School. And then I do know that the shooter has been apprehended.
The White House finally confirming where President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump will be visiting tomorrow when they head to Florida.
He will be in the Naples and Fort Myers area.
The president will be viewing the damage and also meeting with rescue workers and those who evacuated the storm. USA Radio News.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Hi, this is Ethan Resnick, and you're listening to my dad, John Resnick, on Legends of Success.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, really pleased to have Mrs. Ellen Gordon, the president and COO of Tootsie Roll Industries, one of America's most cherished brands. And, you know, I guess it's been a real effort to be so successful over the years to continue. On one hand, I guess you got to reinvent yourself. On the other hand, you better not reinvent yourself too much. Am I right, Ellen?
Well, I think two things. You want to stay with what you're good at and what's true to you. And on the other hand, you always have to be open to change. Things never stay the same. Just as I think things are in order, something happens and commodities change or price lines change or something will do it. So you have to be always ready to move.
Speaking of commodities, you're heavily weighted in the commodity industry just with sugar. You've got to watch that all the time.
Yes, we do. Commodities are a very important part, and the fluctuation in commodities does frequently affect our profitability.
Mm. You've got to be able to forecast like our friend Knight Kiplinger somehow, make the right decisions.
Right.
Ellen, we spoke earlier in the last segment that you lived the one dream, that you became a mother. You had, what, four lovely daughters, I understand?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, we have four daughters.
Yeah, any of them active in the business?
No, they're all active in their own businesses.
Okay. All right. And then so once they, I guess the secondary question is, what happens one day 50 years from now when you two aren't around? Do you think no family members will come to help?
Yes, so we have our daughters are very interested in the company, and we think that some of them will be very active in it. But right now they're enjoying their own businesses and their own families.
Oh, fantastic. And, you know, it's so important. You know, I've been working with family-owned businesses and succession and estate planning for years. It is so important to let the next generation go off and gain their own independence and own self-worth before you do bring them in the business. I think there's a lot of validity to that. So I commend you on that. When did you finally then phase into the business? Was it difficult for you as a woman in those days? 1960s is what I'm coming up with when you joined the business.
Yes, that's right. Well, actually, it was when I was 18, I received my first Tootsie Roll assignment, and I, being a math major, dreamed of working in the accounting department, but I was signed to the advertising department where I posed for a Tootsie Roll ad in a 1950 issue of Life magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of interesting. While my parents always encouraged me to be smart, they also said when they realized I was so interested in mathematics, they said they were worried about me. They said, you know, you just can't be too smart or you won't catch a husband.
Oh, boy. Uh-oh. That's
so it was really kind of ambivalence in that era.
Yeah, it's just strange.
But being busy at school, when I did get married, I had to transfer from Vassar College to Wellesley College because my husband had already finished his undergraduate work, his graduate work. He'd been in World War II, and he lived in Boston and worked at his textile company in New Hampshire.
Mm.
So I transferred to Wellesley College. And then I soon became pregnant with my first child, and in those days it wasn't very usual for people to go to school when they were pregnant. So I left school to have and to raise the first three of our four daughters.
Oh, boy.
And when our third daughter began school, I went back to school and finished my undergraduate work as a full-time student at Brandeis University and then went to graduate school at Harvard.
So that's four colleges, four schools, I guess a school per child.
That's right, it is. I didn't think of that. A school per child. But then I then became pregnant with my fourth child. And my family said, you know, how come? You always say you're too busy studying to go to work. And they said, how come if I was so busy studying, I wasn't too busy to go get pregnant again? And so I went to work.
Mm. So but you weren't discouraged going in. Did you have any mentors? And was Mel a good mentor for you?
My husband, Melvin, was a wonderful mentor to me. He was and he still is. He really took a lot of pride in teaching me and encouraging me. He taught me how to play ping pong. And that same enthusiasm and encouragement that he showed when he taught me how to play ping pong occurred when he began to include me in many of his businesses in the textile business where he was at that time. And later when we began to work together at Tootsie Roll, it carried through. So I was very lucky.
You know, there's not a lot of men that would want to bring their spouses or women that want to bring their spouses in the business with them. It must have been quite encouraging to have him encourage you.
Yes, and it's been a wonderful partnership all this time. And as I said before, I've been very fortunate in having that encouragement and learning. And because in business, and I think you asked me this a little while ago, things are dynamic. They're always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Just as everything's all set, something happens to give you a new idea and a new challenge that you have to adjust to. And Melvin has been very, very instrumental and helpful in this partnership in the changing world.
Can you think of a good example of some of the greatest challenge or the biggest setback that you and Melvin may have had working together in Tootsie Roll Industries? And then how did you handle that, Ellen?
I'm not sure we had any big setbacks. But I can't think of any, but there are lots of challenges. Every day we face new challenges in the manufacture of products to make sure that consumers get a value. Mm. And it's to have a good price point, to have a good quality product.
And I guess that relates to our previous comment, Ellen, that you're so tied to commodities, that must be a continual challenge to keep that pricing in line for the consumer, correct?
Yes, but keeping the pricing in line for the consumer also provides a vehicle for us to automate. We're very, very proud of our plants because we are what Melvin Gordon always says is beyond state-of-the-art. Our plants are completely automated. We have robots packing things, items. We have machines that cut and wrap products more than 1,700 pieces per minute.
Mm.
And it's so fast you can barely see it happening. And we continue to invest in our plant because we believe that that is the future for us to make sure that we are automated and do manufacture the candy as efficiently as possible, along with keeping the quality top-notch. And some of this highly automated robotic machinery is very, very important for quality.
Oh, I'll bet it is. And the challenge, you got to continue to reinvest in the business and keep the quality. When we get back, we're going to ask Ellen Gordon, what do you look for when you acquire a brand? Because your strategies have been growth through identifiable and strong brands. We're going to find all that out and more. We get back from this next break. I'm John Resnick. You're listening to Legends of Success.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, get contact information, listen to the best of legends, see photos, and more at legendsofsuccess.com.
Ellen Gordon, the President and Chief Operating Officer, is our exclusive guest on Legends of Success. We're hearing the fascinating history of Tootsie Roll Industries. He's Chief Operating Officer and President of Tootsie Roll Industries. You know, where did this whole business begin? And more challenging, how do you keep it rolling from generation to generation? Tootsie Roll is a pure piece of Americana. Every generation likes it. You know, and Ellen, as you continue to grow, you've got to, in one hand, keep the formula you've got, but then you're also acquiring new brands, and you've got some very powerful brands. What is your strategy when you look for an acquisition?
Well, our strategy for acquisition is to increase our growth, and we increase our growth by three ways. We grow by new products, which we invent and bring to market. We grow by product extensions, and we grow by acquisitions. And it's this third way that we grow that you've just asked me about. The first acquisition that we made was in the 1970s when we bought Mason Dots.
Mm-hmm.
And Mason Dots were natural for us. We had never done starch molding, which is how you do Mason Dots. And it just has grown and bloomed, particularly in the last several years. So that Mason Dots are included in our well-known Child's Play variety, as well as being sold in various size boxes that come in a 10-pack with little tiny boxes, and they come in a bag by themselves. and they come also in the large boxes, and you see them in theaters and grocery stores and convenience stores. So that has been a great acquisition for us.
What do you attribute to that explosive growth in the last few years? Did you do anything different? Is different marketing?
Yes, we made sure our flavors were perfect and our packing was perfect. It's all done robotically now and very efficiently. It's got a good price point.
I got you.
And we're really pleased because it was quite a long time ago. And then we bought Sella's Chocolate Covered Cherries, which you mentioned a little while ago.
My favorite.
The Liquid Center.
Oh, yeah.
And that's an interesting company because it was invented early in the 1900s, as was Dots. Those are our two probably oldest brands and even older than Tootsie Roll.
Ellen Gordon is telling us the story of Tootsie Roll. This is Legends of Success.
The largest custom window covering company in North America, with over 25 years in business, has teamed up with the most established name in smart home technology. Together, we're introducing Smart Shades by Budget Blinds and Lutron. Now, opening and closing your shades with a touch of a button is easier than ever. Program them to open and close for safety, energy savings, and peace of mind. They work with so many smart home devices. You can control them from anywhere in the world with your smartphone. And since they're cordless, they're a great choice for kids and pets. Smart Shades are so easy to use and easy to afford. Get style and service for every budget. Get Smart Shades from Budget Blinds and Lutron. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now for your free smart home consultation. 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Missed part of this week's great Legends of Success interview? No problem. You can hear each week's show online on our website at legendsofsuccess.com. We responded to your calls and emails and now post each week's show for you to listen to free of charge at legendsofsuccess.com. Every week, a great guest to listen to, learn from, and enjoy at your convenience. Look for the link right on the main page at legendsofsuccess.com.
Our guest today is Ellen Gordon, President and Chief Operating Officer of Tootsie Roll. I got to ask you this question, Ellen. When you acquire a brand like that that's so strong, okay, why are you able to make this successful where the others were not able to make it successful? Did they have poor operating conditions or strategies? Was it not a – what's the answer there?
Well, I think that some of it is the strategies and also the operating conditions that you mentioned. we put a lot of money into the manufacturing, into the machinery, into automation. Mm-hmm. And we're quite skilled there, and we feel very strongly about reinvesting in our own company. So these brands that we acquired, we do invest a lot of money in new machinery, new equipment to make sure we are make product as fast and as good as we possibly can. Also, we're very careful how we sell candy. We don't believe in just selling it to churn sales. We make sure that the candy we sell is profitable. Mm-hmm. So we invest in the manufacturing to make sure we can do it economically, and then we price it so that we make a profit.
When you acquire a brand, do you have a horizon of how long it takes until you want to see a profit from that acquisition?
As soon as possible.
Yeah, right.
But right.
What's the soonest? And I mean, how long will you give it until you say, oh, this one's not going to work?
Well, we make that decision beforehand. We try to acquire only things we're really sure that we can do well. And it was after the Sellers Cherries that we made our next large acquisition, which was the Charms Company. And Blow Pops we added to it. And we're very careful there to make sure that any incremental sales were profitable. Again, not to just churn it, to make sales.
Sure. So you've got some very specific things you look at when you acquire a brand. And obviously, I don't think there's one you've acquired that's fallen off, is there?
No, not at all, because we do Sugar Babies, Sugar Daddies, and Charleston Chew, and Junior Mints that we acquired from Warner Lambert.
Oh, boy.
And then later we did Andy's Candies, which we acquired, which is the rectangular candies that are filled with creme de menthe.
Yes, very tastily filled, I will tell you that.
And our latest, which is kind of exciting, which is Double Bubble.
Oh, boy.
Which is a little different for us.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? Well, I got to tell you, that had to be a whole different turn in what you're doing, am I correct?
Absolutely. Although we were familiar with gum because of Blow Pops, so we do make gum. But now Double Bubble is something that we call chunk gum. Mm-hmm. And gumballs, which is different from what we did.
Have you changed the gum in your other Blow Pops? Have you now put Double Bubble in them, or is it still the same as it was?
It's still the same as it was, because people who like brands are very sensitive to changes.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can't just change flavors and consistency.
Not like Coca-Cola did a number of years ago.
Yes, right. I don't know whether that was a great marketing ploy or what.
Well, I don't know. It sure got them the attention. I don't know if they wanted it or not. You know, earlier, Ellen, so much to cover in this segment. We're going to run out of time. I did promise the folks, what are the secrets to working with your husband in business? There's a lot of husbands and wives and couples that are trying to work together. You've got to have some ground rules or certain things that you do. What are they?
Well, first of all, probably respect. And you have to listen with two ears. It's not easy to listen to other people. And you just have to know that you have to listen and try to hear it from another point of view. And sometimes my husband and I see things from different points of view. So what we do is we have some rules. And each one of us tries to lobby the other and convince the other. And if we can't convince the other, our rule is we just don't do it, whatever it is.
Very interesting. And when you're lobbying each other, I assume the lobbying, because of your respect, doesn't turn into argument. It turns into an intelligent disagreement.
Well, it is intelligent, but you know, you get strong feelings and you say it quite firmly. I always tell him that he's going to lobby me at 2 or 3 in the morning when I don't have that much resilience.
Yeah, you don't have the strength to fight. I'll bet he's got some tenacity, doesn't he, Malcolm?
Yes, he is. Very tenacious.
Which also leads into the importance, I guess, of positive thinking. You've got to have that instilled within
right.
you.
Well, I'm glad you asked about tenacity. Melvin's an old football player, and he always said his football coach told him that if you have a problem, you either have to go around it or you have to go over it or under it. And if you can't go over it or under it, you just go right through it.
Yep.
And he has a lot of tenacity, and that's one of the things that he did mentor me with.
That's cool. I've heard the saying, I don't know if it came from the cavalry or somebody, over, under, or through. That's it.
That's it. Right.
Oh, that's great. Ellen, what advice do you have for entrepreneurs that are starting out? And these days, there's a lot of middle-aged entrepreneurs starting out that have been laid off or downsized. So regardless of the age, what piece of advice could you give them that maybe they haven't heard from anyone else?
If you believe in what you're doing and you've examined it thoroughly, stick to it. Be persistent. Because some ideas weren't so great perhaps in the beginning, and maybe they need to be honed, but stay with it. If you're convinced that it's correct, you'll find a way to weave in and get it done.
Mm, that's great, Ellen. Give me another pearl of wisdom.
Well, maybe people. We often say people are our best asset, and indeed they are. But as you grow bigger and bigger, you need good people, and selecting them, the art of selecting them and keeping them are very important. And we have an open door policy here, which we think has worked well for us. And we value our people and want to make sure that they look at a long-term horizon as opposed to just this year. And since we're a public company, we don't want to be tempted into doing things that might be good for this year or this quarter, but to make sure their long-term thinking is way down the road, because in our business in particular, brands are so important. You don't want to do something that might be good today but might hurt these brands 5 years down the road, or 10 or even longer years.
Mm. Great wisdom, and I want to thank you for being such a fabulous guest today, Ellen. We really appreciate the gift of your time for the listeners.
Well, I appreciate being here. It's been a lot of fun.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Ellen Gordon, the President and Chief Operating Officer of Tootsie Roll. I want to thank Mary Wills, the Executive Assistant to Mrs. Gordon. This has been Legends of Success, the most original success stories on radio. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a big tube of Doggo Suds free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Doggo Suds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Doggo Suds
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. DINOVITE.com.
Well, here we are again, and
I gotta tell you, Jim, this match has me really concerned.
Here we have a powerful heavyweight, a train, weighing in at 6,000 tons. And this hasty lightweight challenger, a car, at just 1.5 tons.
This does not bode well for the car, or the people in it.
It's no contest. Every day, people are injured or killed trying to beat a train at rail crossings. See tracks, think train.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.